Exeter School District to vote on hiring a consultant to help with HS schedule. Most complicated one to do, according to Superintendent. April 9, 2024. At the Committee of the Whole, COW, meeting on Tuesday night, the Exeter Township School Board discussed the possibility of hiring a consultant to help with the scheduling of the high school. The administration brought the idea to the board as a way to maximize efficiencies in scheduling, with Superintendent Christy Holler saying, "The high school schedule is the most complicated and tedious one we have. Because of the number of moving pieces and students you're trying to place to make sure that they have the credits they need in order to graduate. ESSER funds would be used to cover the cost of the consultants," according to Holler. Business manager Brian Fieck, when asked by member Dr. and hearing how much was left of the ESSER funds obtained by the district, said, "A couple hundred thousand, and we have until September 30th to use them." He explained that this was a good use of the funds because of the breakdown of fund uses. "They've used as much as of the funding as they could for supplies. They are not allowed to use them for that purpose anymore. Consultants are an allowable use." Holler noted that there was no cost determined yet, that they felt it was prudent to bring it to the board to get their input on if they saw it as a good use. She did mention that the company they're looking at using is Devapar Consulting. Devapar is a 2-year-old education consulting company based in Lititz, Lancaster County. Their consultancy spans from scheduling to transportation, food services, human resources, executive planning, most areas in the field of education. One of the principals of the company is Dr. Cindy Mirzaevsky, the former replacement superintendent hired by Exeter to bridge the gap between Holler and her predecessor, Dr. Kimberly Miner. Holler made the case, cautioning at the same time, "When you review a schedule, there's no guarantee that it's going to come out that they're going to recommend that the schedule needs to be changed. They might say that based on the size of your school, the number of students, the electives that you offer, the way you organize your high school, that this is a very efficient schedule. Or they could certainly come back and say it would be more efficient for you to run a schedule like this, and these are recommendations. To be honest, sometimes when you bring in a consultant, you are faced with possibly adding more staff, and sometimes you're looking at the reduction of staff, you just don't know. Just because you bring in a consultant also doesn't mean that you're going to take the recommendation and adopt that schedule. So it's simply just bringing in this group to review what we're doing." Member Tim Morgan pointed out to the group that they should be prepared to accept the findings of Devapar, because if the money is spent, it will not look good to taxpayers if the strategies aren't employed. Fieck took a straw poll of the board to determine if there were any objections to moving forward with the next steps. No objections were uttered. The board will also be voting on approving the district's share of the BCTC funding, which will be $1,034,929, as well as voting to approve the PSHU 2024-25 budget of over $2 million, of which Exeter's share would be $47,606, a 3.5% increase from this year. Dual enrollment for Exeter students to attend RAC will also be voted on. Students can attend for $99 per credit, no change in cost from this year. A scope of work order change for the heating ventilator units at the high school was agreed to. The original plan was for the ventilators to be refurbished, but due to savings in other phases of the project, it is possible to replace the ventilators with new ones, at no additional charge, which should extend the life of those units another 20 years over what would have been realized by the refurbishing. Made to be clean, a janitorial company helping to augment the staff in the schools has let the district know it is interested in continuing the relationship with Exeter, and has offered the same contract for next year at a cost of $4,000 less than was paid this year. Board President Jason Mell noted that there will be an executive session immediately following the meeting to discuss pending litigation, security, and other legal matters. The voting meeting will be on Monday, April 22 at 7 p.m., instead of the normal Tuesday night, due to the Pennsylvania primary election on the 23rd.